Yo, what's going on? This is that passport guy. Good afternoon, I guess. Yes, afternoon. So, just want to say what's going on, everybody. How's everybody doing this past week? Hope everything is well with y'all. You know, hope everybody's traveling, situations is good and whatnot. So, yeah, another week, another passport episode. Just rambling through a lot of things here, as you can hear in the background. I'm just going through some stuff and see what we can talk about today as far as passports concerned. Okay, so all right, so we're gonna talk about two things. One of them is we're gonna be talking about the new prices of the passport. So because of the current situation with the post office and priority and priority mail express going up, so the fee slightly changed a little bit as far as the expedite is concerned for the passport. Now expedite means that you want to have your passport within 2 weeks. Sometimes they're less, but depending on how busy it is. So let's get to that, shall we? So now if you know, when you do a passport book, it's of course $110, and then the passport card is passport card is $30 for an adult, and for a child the book is $80 and the card is $15. Again, not bad, you know, $15 for an ID for your child is not bad. I'll recommend it, even though a card is only, you can only drive to Canada or Mexico. You could do anything but fly. So so let's get to the expedite book. So to break it down for you, the new price of the expedite book is $187.13 for an adult and $157.13 for a child. So you figure that breaks down with the adult part. It's $110 for the book, $60 to expedite, and then they changed the express back to almost, it was $16.35, I believe. Now it's $17.13. So the new price of the express going back to you, it's $17.13. So that's only if you want them to express it back. I say it's an option. You don't really have to do it, you know, unless you really need it that bad. You want them to express it back, you know. Otherwise, I'll say, you know, pay the $110 plus the $60. Now, if you're a first timer, you have to add on the $35 for the application fee. If you're just renewing, you just write a check out or get a money order out and make it payable to, of course, Department of State for $187.13. So you do it like that. So, and also, what was I going to say? For the child, now we get to the child expedite book. Now it's the new price is $157.13. Again, the book for the child is $80 plus $60 for them to expedite it to speed up the process. And then $17.13 again to have it expressed back. Again, optional. My opinion is optional. So again, if they're a newbie, then you have to add that $35 application fee. So what was I gonna say? So it's 80 plus 60 plus 17.13 plus a $35 application fee, and then you gotta include the pictures, which, you know, if you take it at the post office, it's $15. You go anywhere else, it's probably the same price, except for Costco. Costco, I believe, is around $6-$7. It's cheaper. So, but post office take good pics, by the way. So you might want to stick with the post office. Do not, and I repeat, do not try and take, if you have a white background in your house and you try to take a picture in your house, don't try it, you know. It's like that saying, please do not try this at home. Do not try that at home because you will get caught. So, and you have to do the process over again. You don't want none of that. Why cheat yourself out of doing that? Why cheat yourself out? Just pay the money. to get your pictures taken. So it's that simple. You know, don't be cheap. Now we get to the, let me see. All right, so when you do make a payment to a passport, you know, like you could either do cash, you could do a personal check, or you can purchase a money order at the post office. They don't take credit. Now, with the credit situation, the only way you could pay with a credit card is if you're paying for the application fee and the pictures. Those are the only thing that the credit card covers. And I believe the express part of it too. No, not really, because that's a Department of State thing. So like I said, my mistake, it only covers the application fee and the picture. So if you're doing by credit, so don't go into a passport appointment with just a credit card. Make sure you have either cash, you have a personal check, or you have a debit card in handy. If not, this is not going to fly. So, and if you do pay by check, make sure you pay to Department of State or U.S. Department of State. Make the check out to that and to the amount of it is, whether you're paying just the $110 or paying the $110 with the $60 or the $110 with the $60 and the $16.60 and the $17.13. Again, make the check out U.S. Department of State for either the $110, the $110 with the $60, or the $110 with the $60 and the $17.13. Now, again, if you add in the card for the adult, you have to throw in $30. You know, so all that amount plus the $30. Do the math, add it all up, write it on the check, Department of State, and in the lower left-hand corner where it says memo or four, depending on what type of check you have, you put the date of birth. So, and then, of course, sign and put the correct date to the check. So now with the money order, it's the same thing. You make the money order out. Now the difference with the money order is that you have to pay a fee of $1.25, I believe. Yes, $1.25 for the money order fee. So, but it gets printed out. Everything gets put, you know, on the money order, which is similar to what you do on the check. So now the difference with payment is that when you do make a payment, do a debit card, everything comes out. Everything comes out, the application fee, everything, and everything will be on the receipt. You know, with the, you do a personal check, then you, if you do a personal check, then they take out the money that's from the personal check part of it, and then the rest, you can pay either cash, debit, or credit. Now you can use the credit. So now when it comes to paying in cash, the same rules applies to the debit card. So again, be sure to have the debit and the cash in handy or the personal check. With the child expedite book, it's the same thing. You make the check payable to the U.S. Department of State, add up that money, and you know, do the rules are the same as you're doing for an adult. So try to do this to make you be prepared to make sure that everything goes through smoothly with y'all with the whole process. So I just hope, you know, this whole payment process thing and the whole expedite, you know, update with the price, you know, so y'all want to come very prepared. Trust me, seen people come in prepared, they're in and out 5 minutes. You know, if you're not prepared, it takes longer. It's a little frustrating. You know, you want it to go by smoothly, okay? Now, another rule is that when it comes to applications, we do not help fill out applications. You have to fill them out on your own. Get a family member if you have to, but it has to be filled out on your own. We don't do it. It's just, we're not allowed to. It's not. So that, other than that, that's about it. Just a quick rundown on everything. Expedite book 18713. That's 110 book, 60 expedite, 1713 express back, additional charges, which is not necessary unless you're brand new, $35 for the application fee and $15 for the picture. Children's expedite book, same rules apply, different prices. 157.13, $80 book, $60 expedite, 1713 express. If they're a newbie, add on that $35 and add on $15 for the picture. Now, unless you have the picture, you got it from somewhere else, then the picture will not be included. So, and then, what's next? Yeah, running down on the payment situation again. You could pay by debit, cash, or personal check. The only time you're going to be using a credit card is if you're paying for the picture or the application fee. And, which I didn't include, when you do a renewal, you have to pay for your own postage. So that you could pay with anything. Cash, credit, debit, whatever. And no EBT. No EBT. So, with all that said, that's about it for this episode. So hopefully that you took notes down and everything, and hopefully everything goes smoothly and surely. And come next episode, remember I said I was gonna break down the DS11 again. I don't know. I might surprise you. But we still got a lot to cover. I especially have to run down the DS-64, which is the statement regarding the loss of stolen U.S. passport, book, and or card, which that's only required when you lost or your passport, book, or card got stolen. So I might want to get into that next week and help you fill out that form. It's only a one-page form. It's not too bad. So might hit that up. But hope you took down notes for this episode. On that note, it's that passport guy, and I am out. No, literally. No, seriously, I'm out. I'm out. I'm tired. Now just relax. Hit me up, hit me up on the gram, @_passport_guy. You can feel free to check out my other ones, @_postal_guy and @poet_guy. Yeah, that's that postal guy, that passport guy, and that poet guy, triple P's. All right, so on that note, I am out. I see you next week. Peace.